Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave Mattingly. A former White House aide says then-President Trump dismissed concerns that some of his supporters attending a rally outside the White House on January 6th of last year had guns and other weapons. Cassidy Hutchison testified for 2 hours yesterday to the House Select Committee investigating the January 6th attack at the U.S. Capitol. Committee member Liz Cheney, a Republican from Wyoming, says many weapons were confiscated at the rally's security screenings after being flagged by magnetometers.
Pepper spray, knives, brass knuckles, tasers, body armor, gas masks, batons, blunt weapons. And those were just from the people who chose to go through the security for the president's event on the Ellipse, not the several thousand members of the crowd who refused to go through the mags and watched from the lawn near the Washington Monument.
Hutchison testified Trump wanted the magnetometers removed despite weapons being confiscated. She served as a special assistant to the president and later as the top aide to White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows. New York Governor Kathy Hochul won yesterday's Democratic gubernatorial primary. Karen DeWitt with New York State Public Radio says Hochul defeated two challengers as she seeks to win her first full term as governor in November.
If Kathy Hochul wins in November, she would be the first woman chosen by voters to ever hold New York State's highest elected office. Hochul replaced former Governor Andrew Cuomo when he resigned last August in a sexual harassment scandal. She promised to continue to fight for gun safety and abortion rights against what she called right-wing extremists.
Abortion rights aren't going anywhere as long as I'm your governor.
In a Republican primary for governor, Long Island Congressman Lee Zeldin beat three challengers that included Andrew Giuliani, son of Rudy Giuliani, the former New York City mayor and advisor to former President Donald Trump. For NPR News, I'm Karen DeWitt in Albany.
Authorities in Texas are still trying to identify the bodies of 51 migrants found in the back of a tractor trailer in San Antonio. Maria Martin is following the investigation.
Two of those found lifeless from the heat, victims of human smuggling, were teenage sisters, Carla and Griselda Carac. They lived in a small hamlet in Nahuala, Guatemala, long a place that exports migrants seeking a better life. Authorities in Honduras and El Salvador say they're in touch with their Mexican counterparts, while migrant advocates say until economic and social conditions change substantially in these countries, people will continue to migrate from Central America. For NPR News, I'm Maria Martin.
This is NPR News from Washington.